Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska wildlife troopers are launching a new online roadkill salvage database after having spent decades of using paper forms that had to be mailed or faxed to regional offices. Before this upgrade, paper forms had to be manually entered into multiple lists that were then curated by hand at each regional dispatch center whenever a notification was needed. And with this new online system, Alaskans can securely sign up on an easy-to-use website, and the database will be automatically updated for regional dispatch centers. Austin McDaniel, Public Information Officer for the Alaska Department of Public Safety.
So as you know, the Alaska Roadkill Salvage Program allows eligible organizations and groups to salvage roadkill animals in their areas after being notified by troopers or other law enforcement agencies. Salvage teams then have 30 minutes to respond to the area, remove the entire animal from the roadway, and then they're able to process that animal for consumption.
McDaniel says that the qualifications for the roadkill program vary by region.
There are a little bit different reporting requirements for the Kenai Peninsula versus Anchorage and the Mat-Su Valley versus the interior Alaska. And that has to do with some of the requirements of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. There are specimen forms, as well as a certain sample of the moose, including 5-inch section of the lower jaw with front teeth and antlers, have to be turned into a fish and game office within 14 days. Those are some of the different requirements for each region. However, the qualifications to join the roadkill salvage program are pretty universal statewide. However, once you do salvage an animal, there are some different requirements depending on type of animal you're salvaging, as well as the area that you're in.
The new roadkill database is scheduled to launch July 1st and will be used across the Kenai Peninsula, Anchorage, the Mat-Su Valley, and interior Alaska. The former database used for roadkill salvage will be discontinued, so those already enrolled must sign up again online. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development released the May jobs report on Monday. May's job count was up 5.7% from May 2020, an increase of 16,500, but still about 29,600 below May 2019 levels. Nearly all industries' job counts were up over May 2020, with the industries hardest hit last year showing the largest gains. Leisure and hospitality was up 6,000 jobs, but still down nearly 10,000. From May 2019. Two industries' job counts were above May 2019 levels. Healthcare employment was up nearly 2,000 from 2020 and 300 from 2019. Manufacturing, which is mainly seafood processing in Alaska, was up 400 from 2020 and 100 from 2019. Oil and gas was the only major sector with significantly less jobs in May than a year ago. Alaska had 6,100 oil and gas jobs, about 1,400 below last year and 3,600 under May 2019. Oil and gas jobs, which are not as seasonal as many Alaska industries, have remained in the low 6,000 since the beginning of the year. Local government's job count was up 1,100 from last May, but down 4,500 from May 2019. State government employment was up 600 from last year and 600 down from 2019. Federal jobs were up from both years by 300 and 500, respectively. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained 6.7% in May. The comparable U.S. rate declined from 6.1% to 5.8%. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.